Without a bank account, Cale Burkhart was having trouble with his medical marijuana business.
Paying taxes, you can't hand him a big brown bag of cash. And also dealing with vendors. If we need to order supplies for the shop online, you can't send them cash.
And where do you store the cash when you get paid? In a safe?
We spent about 8 months looking for banking.
Burkhart is selling cannabis-infused lotions. Most medical marijuana businesses call themselves a natural wellness center or an apothecary to avoid scrutiny. Banks don't want them because marijuana is on the federal list of illegal drugs, and a bank that handles their money could look like a money launderer.
If they know that that person is involved in the marijuana business, they're already required by federal law to fill out a suspicious activity report, a SARS report, which goes to the feds.
Scott Jarvis is the top state regulator for Washington's banks and credit unions. Those reports go to the FBI and the FDIC, which insures the banks.
I would be very cautious because we don't know ultimately how this is going to turn out.
The risk of losing your federal insurance is scary to banks, except you can find one credit union in Seattle that's quietly started saying yes to about 15 marijuana businesses.
My name is Bill Hayes. I'm the president and CEO of Verity Credit Union in Seattle.
Verity, people might know it by its previous name, too.
Its previous name was NW Federal Credit Union.
Verity's been around nearly 80 years. Last fall, some of the branch staff came to Hayes and said, why not just offer basic checking accounts to those scorned medical marijuana businesses?
My initial reaction is, why go through it? If other places say no, maybe we should say no too.
On the other hand, it is a business opportunity, so...
We talked to our attorney about it, and he says the risk is not that great if you're going to do it. Make sure they have business licenses. Make sure you monitor the accounts. And we've done that.
So far, the amount of money passing through is so small, Hayes says there's not been anything suspicious to report. They are pushing the limits of state versus federal laws.
Someone at our size has to be willing to do some things that the bigger places would have no interest in.
Verity could get more business as Washington's legalization system takes shape later this year. That's if the federal agencies decide to leave them alone. Keith Seinfeld, KPLU News.